Well, it might sound like a strange topic, but in spiritual direction, in that charism and in that action, this is one thing that directors spend most of their time doing, is listening to people who are opening their heart in the safety of prayer, within the place, that sacred place where they can speak to a spiritual director. And we listen for those unrealities, or we listen for the ways that the truth has, this person has wandered from some core fundamental truth in their life and has chosen to live in some kind of a unreal world or an unreal idea of who God is. And it happens to all of us. I mean, it's like there's this constant pull in our lives to get us out of reality, because that's what original sin is. That's what temptation is. It's going to get us away from reality. Now, when I say reality, what I propose, we're talking about, is living constantly in the intensity of God's love for us without running from it. Reality can be a painful place. We can't run from that. Reality, as you mentioned, Chuck, could be a place of untruths. And yet we can't submit to that. What is it like to just constantly live in reality with God's love as you go about in this world, and as you serve and love people, as you worship in the church, as we all are fallen human beings, we sin, but then do we come back and you say, well, what is this reality? I think of, you mentioned Pontius Pilate. I'm also thinking of the woman at the well. When Jesus encounters her and helps her to move from this place in her life of unreality into this new reality. And look at the joy she experiences and the way she goes to tell other people about who Jesus is. So it's just something that we do in spiritual direction. We listen for unreality.
Father Daniel Schuster is our spiritual director today, talking about living in reality. Let's open up our phone line, sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance, and toll-free number, by the way, 888-914-9149. If you'd like to join us on the program, you can email us as well, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But we're talking about living in reality, and what do you do to stay rooted in reality? And as I mentioned, the other part of the question is, when did God become real to you and change your outlook on life? Again, toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. So, Father Schuster, I'm so taken with your mentioning listening for the unreality. And you talked about choosing to live in an unreal world. Walk us into that a bit in terms of unreal world. What might that be like?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do, as I said, with the things that we do to avoid pain in life. In that unreal world, it could be a world where we where people drink too much, or they soothe through other methods or sins, or they look for comfort in places that are not from God, that actually are harmful to them. There's plenty of enjoyment in this life, and God is not against any of that. But the world of unreality is addictive, because it's numbing and it can take us away from having to deal with certain pains. One of the interesting facts, though, one of the things that we have to come back to, is that the pain of living in reality with life's struggles and death and sin and all that that goes on is never worse than the pain of what comes with unreality and the sin and the cycle that we get caught in. But for some reason, we think it is. For some reason, we think that this is going to help us. This is going to make us feel better, but it's not. So in listening for that in people's lives, a lot of times when somebody's explaining how a life situation they're in, and they spend a lot of time trying to justify it, or spend a lot of time trying to convince me why it's okay and everything's fine, and you step back and listen for that and say, wow, this person is spending a lot of energy trying to explain something. I might be living in unreality, because if it takes that much explaining, if you're trying to convince me that it's okay, whether it's a relationship or whether it's a habit, you'd say, well, let's listen to what you're doing right now, justifying all of that. So that might be a little bit of what we're talking about here, Chuck.
Well, yeah, and then the worldview. I mean, I always get pretty simplistic. Probably one of the things I do really, really well, by the way. But the world has a plan. God has a plan. And I think sometimes we get so attached to what we think the world is calling us to that the reality of God kind of takes a lower spot on the priority list. The world can really get in the way, can't it?
It can. Everything of the world, we call that a spirit of worldliness, and we listen for that. Whether it's we put work and we put technology and we put not helpful relationships before anything else, and we've convinced ourselves that that's okay. This is what I need. And here's some of the things we can hear in spiritual direction. Father, this is what I need, and this is how I cope. And that worldliness, that's not the answer. That's not going to truly address what somebody needs in their heart, in their soul, in their life. So you can make your list. What are the worldly things that pull me down? And you feel heavy then. You literally feel the heaviness of the world when you live in unreality. And reality is so freeing. It's so wonderful.
Well, we're going to talk about that today. Father Daniel Schuster, our spiritual director, talking today about living in reality. How do you stay rooted in reality? Toll-free phone number if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. Stay with us. More of The Inner Life and Father Daniel Schuster when we come right back.
This is today's gospel reading from the New American Bible.
Mark chapter 8. Verses 14 through 21. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out! Guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember, when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?"
You can find all the daily readings at relevantradio.com/gospel or tap the prayer tab on the Relevant Radio app.
If you're looking for a little help on your journey of faith, our priests are here for you. Call now, 1-888-914-9149. That's 1-888-914-9149. Or email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back. So good to have all of you with us on The Inner Life today. Father Daniel Schuster, our spiritual director. Father Schuster, former director of vocations in the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and now pastor of St. Mary in Luxembourg, Holy Trinity in Casco. One of our regular contributors here on The Inner Life, talking today about living in reality. What does that mean to you? And as you think about that, what do you do to stay rooted in reality? When did God become real to you? This is the other question today. When did God become real to you and change your outlook on life? Toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. Sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance. Our toll-free phone number is, and email us. You can email us as well, innerlife@relevantradio.com. All right, Father Daniel Schuster, let's head to the phones, and let's start with Kathy, listening in New Orleans. Hi, Kathy. Great to have you on the program today. Thank you for the call.
Thank you for taking my call. My question is, what do you do when your reality is so unbearable that you don't know how to cope with reality? my husband of 59 years is dying of cancer, and I'm just overwrought. I'm just beside myself. So my reality is something I'd like to escape from, but could you help me with that?
Yeah. So let's slow down and talk about this a little bit. And thank you for bringing a wonderful question. You started with the question, what do you do? What do I do? See, we're very American. We want something that we can do that's going to help. And that's good, but it's more complicated than that, isn't it? Just having a list of things that we can do. And as you're in a painful situation, we mentioned that, and being with your husband, watching him in pain is also painful for you. What would happen, though, Kathy, if you ran from this reality? What would that look like?
Well, it would hurt him more.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to comfort him, not hurt him more.
Yes. It would hurt you, too, I propose, even though you're in a lot of pain now. Like we said, the pain of unreality is worse than the pain of reality because you would have regret. You would look back and say, I didn't hang in there. Because what you're dealing with is terrible and temporary. It's terrible and it's temporary. Because we know that the Lord's going to call each of us home. That the Lord's going to call us to himself after we carry these various crosses and things. And you have to watch for the little lies that come in, which say, well, if I just got away from this, then I'd be better. But you'd have regret. One of the things you're doing to live in that reality, and hopefully everyone hears this, which is very good, is you're putting relationship first, relationship with your husband and with God. And that's one of the ways we stay rooted in reality, when we put relationships first. And again, it's not easy at all. And I would invite you to take it to prayer. God, God, I need your strength. God, what can I do to remain with this? Does your husband have a prognosis? Is this a 20-year battle? Is it a 5-year battle? You know, any idea?
No, it's very short term.
Okay. And you love him. Is that's what I'm hearing as well. Is that you love
him? Oh, very
him.
Much so.
Yes, yes.
He's been my life for more than 63 years.
And so discerning the Holy Spirit in this, what is God's will in this moment? Because the evil one, the enemy, will try to get you to abandon that and to take easy ways out and then to get you to that point of regret. But it's hard when you're in that suffering to see things for what they are. And say that is a temptation. It's a temptation for me to do X, Y, and Z and to avoid all of this. But praying with him and being with him, but you also, of course, do need your own self-care. There's self-care, but it can't be selfish, right? There's self-care, but it can't
right.
be selfish. And that's a hard line, too, and you have to discern that. You know, what do I do with all this?
Well, I pray constantly. I say the rosary every night. I go to Mass once a week. I'm doing everything I know to do, and I'm wondering, God, please help me. Where are you?
Mm-hmm. And do you feel or have a sense
I want Jesus to be in the boat with me.
Well, tell him, get in here, Lord. You know, you can invite him in, and as you're doing that. But if you notice that he may be answering that prayer, is there a way in which you've seen God answering that prayer?
Well, it's difficult to see right now.
Mm-hmm. And so maybe others can see it for you, and it's why you got to rely on relationships with others too to help you, and family, friends to support.
Right.
And it's not going to be easy to see now. But I know this: you don't want to have regret later. You want to remain in reality now. That's going to be, and it's tough.
Yes.
Very tough. Would you be okay if we said a prayer with you right over the air here? Would that be okay?
Just a moment. Yes.
Okay. And you're Kathy. Can we have your husband's name?
Jim.
And so let's pray that you have the wisdom and courage to to accept whatever God's invitation is in this difficult situation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to watch over Kathy and her husband as they're both suffering in pain. He with cancer, she with accompanying him, and help her with courage and wisdom, the Spirit's great gifts, courage and wisdom, in order to carry that cross and to hear your voice, whatever the invitation is in the midst of it, Lord. Help her to live in that reality so she does not live with regret or worry, but simply to trust in you. And Lord, we ask you to give her that gift and to accompany her. And we make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. And as we say, hang
Thank
in there.
Thank you for your time.
Yes. And don't take any easy ways out. That's the enemy, okay?
Kathy, God bless you. Thanks for joining us on the program today. I would say to you and to your husband, Jim, what an incredible, extraordinary witness you and the two of you are to the sacrament of matrimony.
Yeah.
And Father Schuster, we hear that story, and I've been thinking a lot and about marriage vows, and I've said it before on the program, you know, we take our marriage vows, we make this promise to honor each other for all the days of our lives, and in the good times and in the bad times. And it's not because bad times might happen, it's because bad times do happen. Pain is part of part of the deal. And to hear Kathy and her beautiful story of trying to deal with the pain, as you've been talking about, the reality of what's going on in their life, it's really an incredible witness for all of us, isn't it, in terms of the reality of marriage and the reality of this life that God has for us.
It is, and those promises and vows made, I just want people to know that the enemy has no manners, no respect for it. And so even in a moment like suffering like that, you'd think that the focus might be totally on health. But to be honest, that's the perfect time. The enemy would say, I can get these two to resent each other. I can get these two not to honor those vows. I can get one to despise the other's illness or to turn in on themselves and become selfish. So I want people to know the enemy doesn't play around. He's not cute. He really actually looks for those opportunities and will always try to get somebody to go back on a lifetime's worth of faith at the end or in those difficult moments. So we don't want to mess around with him. We want to go back to Jesus, go back to his holy name, go back to the vows that you mentioned, Chuck, and commit and recommit, because this is a matter of salvation, and the enemy has no manners.
Yeah. Kathy, God bless you. Thanks for joining us. We have thousands of listeners, as I say, coast to coast and around the world, listening to this program, really to the Relevant Radio Network. You have thousands of people praying for you and your sweet husband, Jim. So thank you for calling in, and be assured of our ongoing prayers for you and your husband and your marriage. And again, thank you for being the witness that you are to all of us, and for sharing your story with us. You know, Father Schuster, we hear a story like that, and you bring up such a good point. And we talk about living in reality, and you know, as difficult as this is, that she does not want to run away from her husband, but
no.
In the pain, not knowing what to do. But so often, reality gets too painful, and we do run away from it, don't we?
We do, and then that's when we find ourselves explaining it and trying to support it and justify it, and it's not and it doesn't make sense. And the world is not very helpful, because the things that people say to you when you're suffering or in this situation to try to lessen it and relieve it, they're not always helpful. You know, like they might say short, cheap things like, oh, this will be over soon, or, you know, hey, go take some time for yourself, or, you know, you deserve this, or you deserve that. And none of it really helps. It's just there. It's a false consolation. The reality is Jesus is inviting you into something. Listen for his voice. He will guide you through it. And good people who are there to help and give good advice, you'll know it. But don't take the bait. Don't take the easy way out.